The campaign has been running. It started probably originally 4 years ago. And so by having public meetings, by having fundraising activities in the various villages, and of course we have an email group. The very first proposal was started about 4 years ago, and it was turned down by the East Hearts Council. Finally, it was a very long, drawn-out campaign that we had to fight, and they turned it down in January 2009, deeming that it was completely inappropriate location and it would adversely impact on the environment. The developers then went to an appeal, when we had to have the expense of a huge public inquiry, which cost us £80,000 and also cost East Hearts Council a lot of money. So that we finally won in December 2009, when a government inspector ruled that it was completely inappropriate for the area. Now the family R.H. Bott and Son have put in a new application, and this has gone in just at the beginning of the summer holidays, when it's very difficult to contact anyone, and we only have until August the 24th to object. One of the huge negatives is, of course, the impact on the landscape. The Riverbean Valley is very beautiful, and all of the planning experts and the government inspector noticed how beautifully rural and peaceful it was. And yet, as you will have seen from coming here today, it's very close to Stevenage and Hertford and Ware. And so people from those towns, as well as the villages, can come and enjoy this lovely countryside. And as you will see, it will have a huge impact, particularly on Gregory's farm, which will be massively dwarfed by this turbine and certainly won't be able to escape from seeing it all the time. One of the main footpaths, part of the chain walk in Hertfordshire, runs through the middle of Gregory's farm. So all the walkers and mountain bikers and horse riders that go through there will be impacted. Furthermore, Frogmore Hall, which if you come in the road from Stevenage, you will see that this listed property is going to see the turbine. If you come in from Aston, from the middle of the village, they will all see the turbine. You will see the turbine. If you come in to the village from the A602, you will see it all the way along the Wempstead Road. It's particularly going to impact High Elms Lane, and it's going to be very, very near to High Elms Lane, where horse riders also go, and even nearer to Cotton Lane, which is another bridle path. And so horse riders are going to be within 100 metres of this turbine. And the horse riding recommendation is that you shouldn't be nearer than three times the height of the turbine. That would be 260 metres away. So they're going to be much, much nearer and may indeed be spooked by the shadow. And then you will see, even from the middle of Bennington, from the road at the Church Green, you'll see it. And perhaps worst of all for the people of Bennington, you will see it all the way along Town Lane, which runs through the middle of Bennington. In fact, it will be impossible to come into Bennington by any route without seeing it. And it will impact on the people in Watton as well.